Our body wants to connect harmoniously. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Our body wants to connect harmoniously. Within our brain, and this is the brain, not the mind, within our brain, this physical vehicle that filters out the experiences of the world and accepts what we want and doesn't accept what we don't want, that brain has a bunch of little things in it, and we'll call them things because we can have all sorts of professional names for them, and it sounds very exciting and very intelligent, but we don't want to sound intelligent right now. We want to just sound simple. There's a bunch of little tubes in our brain that are connecting to various areas of our brain, and they want to connect harmoniously. And when we have unhappiness in our brain, then those little unhappiness tubes want to connect to our brain system and say, hey, that's what we are. And then when happiness comes along, the happiness wants to connect to our brain, and it sort of brushes off the unhappiness tubes that are already connected there, and by disuse, the tubes just sort of disappear, and the happiness connections are made, and made very soundly. Now, our body wants to connect harmoniously. Our brain wants to have harmonious connections to all parts of our body. For a healthy heart, a healthy mind, a healthy being, a healthy feet, a healthy eyes, healthy ears, bah, the whole shooting match. Everything wants to be healthy. Now, when we think healthy thoughts, then healthy connections are made in our brain. When we think unhealthy thoughts, then unhealthy connections are made in our brain. They're very physical things. They're very real things. And they're connections that we can change just by changing our thought. And if a person is dying of cancer, and I have seen this happen a number of times, and they decide they want to live, well, they stop feeding the connection that says they're dying of cancer, and they're starting to feed the connections that say, I like me, I have a healthy body, I am strong and powerful, I like me, I like this world, I like everything in my world, I like me, I like me, I like me. And the cancer connection loses its interest and loses its power, and the connection for health and beauty and harmony and wholeness take over. Now, that's the way the body functions. You can go to any person who deals in this sort of research, and they'll tell you that. You can see that movie Bleep if you want, and it tells you this very clearly. But our body wants to connect harmoniously. Our body wants to connect in our mind harmoniously. And when we give positive thoughts and positive attitudes and positive being to our world, to our being, to ourself, that's all we think, that's all we know, then that's all we experience. I love living in my perfect body. I love living in my whole and perfect body. Well, Herb, you have little things here and there. That's right. They're just little tests that come along to see if I want to be fortified in the strength of what I believe. And I will not empower them. I will not talk about them. A person wanted to talk about rattlesnakes the other day, and I said, hey, we don't talk about them because we don't want them in our life. And they said, well, what about, I want to tell you about my illness. No, we don't talk about your illness because we don't want illness in our lives and we don't want illness in your life. Our body wants to connect harmoniously. Now, what do you want to connect with? Do you want to connect with a perfect thought, a perfect mind, a perfect being? Well, get inside that brain of yours and start pumping in these beautiful thoughts that I'm whole and perfect. I like me. All is in divine order. Wow, wow, wow. Just pop it up and live it up and be it up. And watch how your body connects harmoniously. And watch how all those previous thoughts that might have been limiting fade away, never to return again. You know, it's our choice. It's our choice, and we can do it. But it has to be a concerted effort. We have to knowingly, not knowingly necessarily, but we have to know that speaking good thoughts bring good results. And so, when I speak good thoughts about myself, I bring good results about myself. When I constantly connect my brain to all of the harmonious things that life offers, my brain can only feed back on that and result in that in my world. You say, well, how can that help me if I have this condition and the world is going to pot and all that sort of stuff? Well, hey, there are people who have lived on this world totally unaware there were wars in other parts of the world. They were living in primitive tribes. They were living in isolated communities. They were living in areas where they had no contact with the rest of the world, and they didn't know the world was at war. They didn't know that governments were changing. They didn't know that people were killing one another. They didn't know that anxiety and unhappiness was around. All they knew was what they experienced in their own little community, and that was their reality. You see, well, there's a bigger world up. Hey, don't worry about the bigger world. Take care of your world first, and the bigger world will be all in divine order. Our body wants to connect harmoniously. Now, do you want to connect harmoniously? That's the question. And I think you do. I know I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.